Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, last week we were looking at David, and the Lord said of David, he had a heart after my own heart. And that's quite an amazing thing to think about, God saying that over a man called David, who also made many mistakes, just like you and I make. But God still saw him as a giant slayer and the greatest king to come. And he turned out to be just that. God said he has a heart after my own heart. Is it possible that you can have those words said over your own life by God? Well, if you want to, then let's do what David did. So we're looking at what David did. There's 5 points, and we started on the first point. And the first point is really that David worshiped the Lord God. Let's pick up the service live right now.
Part of why David is called a man after God's own heart is that he worshiped God daily. He was a worshiper. David, King David, was a worshiper. He worshiped God out in the fields. When he would worship God for Saul, when the evil spirit came on Saul, King Saul, he would worship and the evil spirit would flee because David brought an anointing. Amen. With a harp and singing. You know, the Psalms are songs. And he wrote, he's credited with more than 50% of them, and the people that he trained up wrote the balance, the sons of Korah and all these guys. And David instigated 24/7 worship.
Yes, he did.
He was a worshiper. Look at Psalm 145. Oh, Lord. Verse 1 from the Voice Translation. I will lift my praise above everything to you, my God and King. I will continually bless your name forever and always. Ooh. Wow. I will lift my praise above everything. Above everything. When the attack is there, above it, everything to you, my God and my King. Wowee. This guy wrote these Psalms in the midst of chaos a lot of the times. Amen. Chased for 13 years by King Saul and the Israeli armies, hiding in caves, pretending to be insane one time, remember?
Yeah.
And they let him go after they had him. I mean, you have no idea. This guy, what he went through, but he was a worshiper. The number one thing about David was he was a worshiper. He worshiped God and he worshiped him from a young age.
Yes, he did.
And he didn't have to be in a church service to worship him. He didn't have to have Jay and Carol and Canaan and Brian and Devon. And he didn't have to have Laura sitting showing us the word so we can sing. And Tim getting things working for us. He didn't need that. He sat amongst the sheep. What does God liken us to?
Sheep.
Watch ya. Okay, please just get this because I want to be known as a man after God's own heart. I really, not to you. What you think of me, really, I want you to like me, but what He thinks of me, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I know He loves me. I know I don't earn His love. I know I can't earn His love. I've got an endless love from God. The Bible says nothing can separate me from that love. Sin, nothing. And He proved it there with David. Neither can sin, nor depth, nor height, nor demons, nor nothing can separate you from the love of God. Romans 8, right? 31. And nothing can separate me from that love. And 38. And just read Romans 8. What a beautiful chapter. And so he says, look at the next verse. My praise will never cease.
Never cease.
Well, you know, I'm not doing so well today. Don't think I'm going to praise God. I've got problems. Yeah. David said, my soul. Why are you quiet? We'll look at that in a second. Watch it. My praise will never cease. Never. I will praise you every day. I will praise you. I will praise you. Remember, we have freedom to choose. I have a will, and I can control that will if I put my mind to it and I get the Holy Spirit involved in this thing. I will praise you every day. I will lift up your name forever. Not only if you give me good things. Not only if the money comes and the children are good and things happen and I get the job and my house is paid for and the car is running smoothly and the dog's not biting the cat and the cat's not eating the parrot. You know, I will praise you. I will praise you. Listen, I will praise you every day. I will lift up your name forever. Wow. You want to talk about a psalmist? You want to talk about a man with a heart to worship God? He loved God. I'm telling you, this guy, this dude loved God. I pray for all of us that same spirit which was on David to seek after God so hard with everything he possessed would come on us. Oh God, I pray for it. Oh my God. I would want that more than $1 billion. More than $10 billion. That I would love God with everything I had and could. Because I don't. I want to. I try. But I'm far from where David was. Come on, guys. Look at verse 3. The eternal God is great and deserves endless praise. Woo. I wonder if David did what a lot of us do. Blame God. Lord, why is Saul chasing me all over this desert? What did you do this for? Why you deserted me? What's going on? No. He said, I'm going to praise you. I don't care. Come hell or high water. I am going to praise you. I am going to worship you. I'm going to extol you forever and ever, every single day. When I wake up, the first thing I'm going to do is praise you. And I could have given you 100 of these out of the Psalms, 100 scriptures. He says, I will praise you on my bed. When I wake up in the morning, I will praise you. Amen. Wow. Look at this. The eternal God is great and deserves endless praise. His greatness knows no limit, recognizes no boundary. No one can measure or comprehend his magnificence. Woo, God. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard what God has in store for those of us. Look what he says. He says, oh my, his greatness knows no limit. Wow. No limits on God.
No limit.
Can he heal it? Can he fix it? Can he restore it? Can he do it?
Amen.
Can he break the thing out of your life? Oh, his greatness knows no limit, recognizes no boundary.
Amen.
I mean, David's heart. No one can measure or comprehend his magnificent. Look what he says here. One generation after another will celebrate your great works. They will pass on the story of your powerful acts to their children. He wants it to go on and on. Everybody must know. Everybody must know. Your majesty and glorious splendor have captivated me.
Amen.
Oh God, that we would be captivated by his love.
Amen.
That God would captivate us. Apprehend us, Lord. Just apprehend us. Just let us become shriveling wrecks on the floor as you touch our lives, crying and weeping at your grace and your love and your mercy and your greatness. I mean, God. Your majesty and glorious splendor have captivated me. I will meditate on your wonders, sing songs of your worth. Wow. Wow. Don't come in here and let the worship team stand there, coax you and pull it out of you. Just get into it. Just worship him. Just love him. He saved you. He gave himself for you. Oh my God. I'm just going to read the scripture and then we're closing. Verse 6. We confess there is nothing greater than you. God, nothing mightier than your awesome works. I will tell of your greatness as long as I have breath. Lord, that we have that mindset. We don't retire. We retread and keep moving. You think I'm going to stop telling of his love and his greatness and his acts? Are you kidding me? David, people do. They retire as a pastor and now they're gone. Where are you? What are you doing? Playing golf? I hope you're witnessing to the ducks at least. You don't stop telling about God. You don't. Listen to what David says. I will tell of your greatness as long as I have breath. Remember, he coined the psalm. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Make a joy. He said, make a joyful noise, you that don't know how to sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Clap your hands. Dance like I did before the Ark of the Covenant when it was brought back into Israel. And I danced off naked. And I made a fool of myself. Amen. Don't care about that. Worship God. Amen. With every breath. And as long as you have breath, worship this God that we love. Look at this. The news of your rich goodness is no secret. Your people love to recall it and sing songs of joy to celebrate your righteousness. Wow. I'm getting it. If you're not getting it, I'm getting it. I'm telling you, I'm getting it. Wow. Do you see he was called a man after my own heart? Can you see a little bit of a glimpse into why? Wow. Imagine your spouse said all this to you. Not in the worship sense, but all this stuff about you. You're like, whoa. I mean, you would do anything for that person. Celebrate your righteousness. Oh my God. Look at one thing that he said here. In Psalm 43:5. Oh my soul, why are you quieted? Why are you quieted within me? Yet will I praise the Lord. Don't let the devil ever stop you praising God. Don't let circumstances stop you praising God. How many of you want to hear God say, you're a person after my own heart? I want to hear that. I want to hear God say, you got a heart after my heart. Oh my God. You know, the Bible says that the eyes in 2 Chronicles 16:9, I believe it is, says the eyes of the Lord are running to and from the earth, looking for someone whose heart is perfect towards Him so He could show Himself strong on their behalf. He found David, evidently, and He showed Himself strong on David's behalf when He took down the lion and the bear and He took down the giant. He showed Himself strong. His eyes were searching for someone like David. He found David. He said, you're a man after my own heart. And He did great deeds for David to perform. He's just saying. There's others as well. There's Daniel. Look at Daniel. He loved God. I'm telling you guys, I want with every breath I have and every sinew and fiber in my life and everything that I am, he says, bless the Lord. And he says, praise Him with everything you've got. All your spirit, soul, mind, body. I pray that we would get something of a revelation. Because I'm telling you, those are the people that will become a remnant that God will start to use to change the atmosphere. He'll change the whole planet through people like us. Peter and those guys, look at what they did. There were 11 of them left. And we're still talking about it. Amen. God could use people that are sold out. If look at Peter, the mistakes he made. And yet look how God used him. None of you are written off. None of you are exempt. None of you have done too much that you can't be used to the greatest that God's got. None of us. Can you say amen? Amen. Yet will I praise Him. Amen. So Father, we just thank You. We just want to love You and honor You and glorify You. And so Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask You, Holy Spirit, You are the teacher. We ask You to teach us to love our God. We ask You to touch us in the deepest recesses of our lives and stir up within us an unction and a hunger to worship and to love You.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air